didn't my servant David say? What will be done? What will be done for the one who confronts this uncircumcised Philistine and removes the disgrace from Israel? Didn't he say, who will challenge this man? What will be done for the one who challenges this man? What will the reward be? What will the reward be for the one who removes the disgrace from my people? What will the reward be for the one who confronts that which is a giant, that which is huge, that which is frightening? What will be done for the one who removes that disgrace, who defies the armies of the living God, who defies the armies of the living God? And didn't he say, as he ran toward Goliath, I see what you're coming at me with, but I come to you. I come to you. And the Lord will deliver you into my hand. Who will run toward Goliath? Who will run toward that which is huge, that which is overwhelming, that which is terrifying, and say, I come to you in the name of the Lord Almighty? And this day, the Lord will deliver you into my hand. Yes. Because I've called this house to be a giant slaying house. I have called this house to be a giant slaying house, not only for this house, but that all the armies of my people will arise as the giant falls, and as you cut off his head, the courage will spread. The courage spreads to surrounding regions and congregations, and they arise, and there will be a mighty slaughter, a mighty defeat of the enemies that have plagued not only this congregation, but this region. Oh, will you arise? Will you be my giant slayers? That is what I call you, my people, today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We live in a world that Hallelujah. Is so uncertain. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the one thing you can be certain of, the thing